This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
Press conference coming up top of the hour in Maryland. AD and President will be there. Will they announce the firing of DJ Durkin? Let's talk to Thomas Canzora, covers Maryland for SBNation.com, covering coming on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Thomas, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Personally, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, so what do you expect from this press conference coming up at the top of the hour?
I really don't know. I feel like if it was Durkin getting fired, I think this it would be leaking out by now probably, because those are things that always sort of leak into, you know, connected reporters, either local or national, before they get announced by the school or the team. So I would be surprised if that was it. But, when I found out that they were having a press conference, I was like, that can be anything from they're starting up another investigation into something to Lowe and Evans are both resigning. It can be either thing.
Okay.
And anything in between.
For those people that don't follow Maryland football that closely, tell me how you, the fans, the Maryland football community, how do Terp fans look at DJ Durkin? Did they like him? Was he popular? I mean, the success wasn't there. It hasn't been there under Randy Etzel or him. It's been a rough run of it for Maryland in the Big Ten. But did the fans feel like he was the guy that was going to turn the program around?
So up until this past weekend, I think everyone thought very highly of DJ Durkin. He came in, he talked all about changing the culture, and we're hearing some of the underbelly of that, the things that might entail, some of the less flattering details of it. But he was recruiting at a level that Maryland had never recruited. Last year, he took his team into Texas, and they won the opening game with a quarterback making his second career start. And after both his starting quarterback week one and the four-star freshman that replaced him, both went down with torn ACLs. Like, it's hard to really expect much, no matter who the coach is, when that happens. So I think until, all this came out, everyone thought pretty highly of Durkin, and we only really heard good things. There were some rumblings about maybe the culture wasn't great, and there's always going to be some somewhat disgruntled players from time to time. That's just kind of how college football goes. But I had heard almost entirely good things about Durkin.
What's odd about the story with Maryland is that, look, I'm 41, so I've covered college football for a long time, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, ACC. A coach using swear words, whatever, we know that happens. A coach mocking a player's masculinity, come on, that happens everywhere. Ripping a player for not being able to finish up a workout, that happens. It's high-level D1 football. However, using food as a punitive to punish players in endorsing unhealthy eating habits and forcing a player to overeat to the point of vomiting, that comes off as really unique and really scary. How did that fact go over when it came out?
I think for me, it wasn't as much discussed as the other things, because those things have kind of been, debated whether that's something, whether that's a problem or whether that's just how college football is. That's the one that really stood out to me in definitely being over the top for sure.
Because that's abuse. That's not, there's nothing motivating behind that. There's no team building behind that. That's just straight abusing a kid when it comes to using food in that way. I mean, I don't know if Maryland thought they had to eat a certain way or their linemen weren't big enough or they had to weigh a certain amount or whatnot, but have you ever heard of that before? Because I haven't.
No, it's the first I've heard of it. I know that they had a couple of kids, one of whom I'm guessing was named in the article. I'm not going to name him here, mm-hmm. but it was a defensive lineman who had some real trouble gaining weight. He came in underweight, and he just never was really able to gain the weight. And he transferred this off season, and I would not be surprised if, you know, they went a little overboard with him, and that's what was a big contributor in that.
The attorneys for the young man, Jordan McNair, who passed away, yesterday said that the university should fire DJ Durkin. How does that statement publicly impact the pressure on Maryland in their decision on what to do with DJ Durkin going forward?
I don't think it changes a ton, because the attorney has already been pretty vocal. The attorney was one of the sort of primary sources behind ESPN's reports. And because that firm had conducted its own investigation of the workout and had noticed that there was about an hour between when I believe they first noticed that McNair was having some trouble and when 911 was called, there was about an hour gap. The team has since confirmed, and this might be something that comes up in the conference today, that they first called the team physician, and so that would probably explain some of that little gap. Mm-hmm. But the attorneys have been very vocal about this. Maryland, apparently from the top, didn't want to settle at first, and so this is, I guess, the direction that they've gone in, and it's certainly caused a stir.
Okay, so given what the article reads on ESPN.com, given the attorney's investigation and the attorney's comments publicly, is there a scenario that you see where Maryland can keep DJ Durkin?
I would be surprised. It's so hard for a coach, no matter what the circumstances, to go on administrative leave and then remain a coach long term. It's just a really hard thing to back out of. I think there's too much pressure on Maryland to just clean house completely, and to a lot of people, that includes President Wallace Lowe, Athletic Director Damon Evans. So as a result, Durkin has, I believe, hired his own attorneys just to make sure he gets a fair shake if they do try to fire him at this point. But to me, I think he's just in such a tough spot, deserved or not. But I do have a tough time seeing him keeping this job full time.
The weirdest of weird connections is that he coached for Urban Meyer at Ohio State, or I guess at Bowling Green at Florida. He coached with Urban Meyer. So unless you're Urban Meyer, going on leave to you means you're done, because Urban Meyer looks like he's going to keep his job, but DJ Durkin would not. Fair?
Most likely.
If that were to happen, if they were to remove DJ Durkin, is there a short list of candidates that you could see Maryland going and targeting? Maybe not now, but maybe next off season to go and hire for the next head coach?
I mean, no names for like next off season really stand out to me. I think if they are looking for a coach, they'll probably start by looking at Matt Canada, who's the current interim head coach. I've heard mostly good things about how he's handled the last couple of days, but he's never been a head coach before. He's been a position coach and an offensive coordinator for years and years, but he's never been a head coach. And so I think if Durkin's gone and this is a trial run season for Canada, then I think it's just too early to say. Because Maryland has the talent to be a decent team. It's in a tough division, but they've got talent. And things can also just go absolutely off the rails, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go to end the conversation, Thomas, because going into the year with DJ Durkin, what was a realistic record for Maryland? And now if they do decide, even if they don't today fire him, but down the road they do, where do you see the year going?
I think the reasonable optimistic pick before all this happened was 6-6, 7-5. And now I'd be surprised if they were able to rally all this and still make a bowl game.
Do you see, if they do fire DJ Durkin, are there players that came in specifically to play for him and that they'd be looking to transfer?
I'm not sure. I think all that depends on who the next coach is. There's a lot, all the players like some of the assistants. Chris Beatty's the one that stood out to me. He was the associate head coach. He was an original Durkin hire, and I think that might be why he wasn't named interim head coach instead of Canada.
Right.
But really, depending on who they bring in, I think that's what will affect how much attrition there is.
All right, Thomas, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. I know you're really busy. Press conference, top of the hour. Thank you for that. We'll be watching for it for sure.
All right, thank you.
It's Thomas Kinzora covering Maryland for the Tedesco Times Terps football coverage on SBNation.com. Press conference, top of the hour, as Maryland will make some announcement. We've not seen it. And I think Thomas is right that by this time, if they were going to fire DJ Durkin, we probably would have seen it by now. We probably would have seen somebody leak it out saying DJ Durkin has been fired, his agent, Durkin's agent, or somebody inside the athletic department. We have not seen that yet. So we don't know what the AD and the president will say at the top of the hour. But, I mean, my goodness, how in the world are you keeping DJ Durkin? Oof. All right, changing gears. Let's talk a little sports bars and gambling next. It's not just DraftKings that are going to enter into some different worlds very, very soon. We'll get to that next.